News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
EV grants of up to €10,000 and expanded school transport scheme are among the calls made today by the Climate Change Advisory Council. And we are joined by its chair, Mary Donnelly. Mary, first of all, why are you making this call? How far off our targets on transport emissions are we?
Well, thank you very much indeed. Transport is actually the largest user of energy in Ireland, and the emissions are the second highest after agriculture. And despite some progress, we really are not reducing emissions in the transport space. And we've targeted the two that you've just mentioned as priority areas where we can make a difference in the next 5 years if we have the policies in place to make them happen.
Okay, so you're targeting two things. So it's nice and neat, as in these are two suggested plans, the transport scheme for schools. How much does school trips contribute to daily emissions? Like, do we have figures for how many kind of, you know, over and back runs are there for people dropping their kids?
Well, I must say, when we got the research, I was a little surprised. One in five journeys in our private cars are bringing children to school.
Okay.
So that's 20% of our car journeys. So that's why we've targeted this, that supporting children going to school through a bus service is obviously going to reduce the number of car journeys. But secondly, that really has a very positive contribution on things like congestion. We all know what it's like on a wet, you know, Monday morning at 9 o'clock trying to get through the traffic, and air quality. So we're really pushing very hard for an expansion of the school bus system for outside of urban areas, and also access to the public bus system in urban spaces where public buses are available.
I take your point entirely on congestion. If there's one bus moving 30 kids rather than 30 cars, that's far better. But you would question whether or not it's going to reduce emissions by a huge amount, because if that bus is wending its way over and back and in and out of housing estate, you know, the same points A to B are being met for each child and then to the school. It is congestion more than emissions, you would imagine, particularly because a bus would pump out quite a lot of emissions, even as compared to a family car.
But we are also talking about moving our bus system into electric buses, and it's starting to move. So, for example, in 2024, we now have 282 electric buses, and that's up from 61 the previous year. So that's quite a significant increase. And the target is to have 1,500 buses, electric buses, by 2030. So that's also going to make a difference in terms of emission reduction.
Okay. In terms of the €10,000 EV grant, would that be open to everybody or only targeted members of the population? A lot of people would say giving somebody who's well off €10,000 towards a new car is a poor use of resources.
Well, exactly. What we're saying is, okay, we maintain existing structures, but we're looking for an additional targeted of support. This would be a grant of up to, say, €10,000, but it would be aimed at lower income households, especially those who have limited access to public transport. And for example, it could be limited to cars less than, let's say, €35,000.
Okay.
So it's a very targeted measure based to some extent on the existing small public service vehicle grants. These are the grants for taxis, where, you know, there's a €10,000 grant for taxis to go into EVs, €20,000 if there's a scrappage of a fossil fuel car. And it really does support people financially to get over that initial capital investment hurdle of an EV.
Okay, so lower income families, it might make a new car affordable to them. Do we have a costing for what this would likely cost the Exchequer?
Well, yes. When we did the analysis with the Fiscal Advisory Council, there we were looking at, yes, it's a large sum of money, about €3 billion between now and 2030. That would allow us to bring about 700,000 people into EVs. And that would save us about 4 million tonnes of emissions, which is the ones we're looking at. But it would also save us on fines and compliance costs in 2030. So it pretty much pay for itself.
Okay.
In that respect.
I suppose it would be a recurring cost, though, because cars have to be, or particularly EVs with their battery life, etc., scrapped within about 10 years. So this, you're talking about a €3 billion recurring cost.
No, this is a grant. I mean, grants would rarely continue that length of time. This is an incentive to get people into EVs. there's a second element here which is really important, and that is that the running cost of an EV for somebody who's doing the average mileage is, you know, a saving of about €1,500 a year for both fuel and maintenance costs when you're in an EV as opposed to a fossil fuel car. So it's an important cost of living saving for people as well. So it's a double whammy. One, that people can be supported to get into EVs, but secondly, that they can save their annual cost, and this is a recurring annual cost, of about €1,500 a year.
And that is Climate Change Advisory Council Chair Mary Donnelly. I'd love to know out there this morning what you think. I personally think between trade tariffs and I don't know, a wobbly pharma and tech sector, etc., that the idea that we have a money tree where we can give 10 grand to people and increase the price of pensions and do all the things that were, the kites are already being flown for the budget.
And I completely agree with you. The one point I would make is if we don't hit our targets, we are going to face huge fines.
They're going to be fines from the EU.
That'll be run to many billions of euros. So we need to get our act
and
together.
And Mary did make that point. But let us know, is this a good use of money? 10 grand as a grant for EVs. Love to know what people think out there this morning on the WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.